Thor's tap dancing hammer. She's gotten a lot better since last year.
As Violet spoke, Alice encountered a second guard. Just as with the first, she sent it floating, and then whispered in its ear. This one, however, chose to power itself down, preventing another display of robotic limb crushing.
She's strong. But so far, she hasn't done anything a good telekinetic couldn't. Except for the self-floating.
You're thinking too small, Thomas. Wait till she gets to the room. Then you'll see the difference between her power and telekinesis.
Looks like I won't have to wait long.
Alice airwalked gracefully into the room, noting the way the four Sims were distributed around it. Two of them had red lights, and two had yellows. She'd need to be quick about this if she wanted to avoid collateral damage. Each Sim found itself suddenly floating upward.
Listen up, and listen good! You are all under arrest! Put your hands on your head if you don't want trouble, and do it right the hell now! Anyone who doesn't is going to be treated as hostile, and I promise you're not gonna like it!
Alice waited to see if any of the Sims would comply with her orders. The only movement she saw was one of the red light Sims turning its head to get a good view of her. Assuming that to be a bad thing, she decided that she'd waited long enough.
Have it your way.
Alice raised her arms and narrowed her focus, seeing the whole world as nothing but angles. Since Roy got away with smashing the whole area, she hoped she wouldn't be docked too much for busting up the walls. The unfortunate Sims floated toward each other, waving their limbs and swiveling their heads. One of the red light Sims started throwing off green sparks. Just as they all reached the center of the room,
Timber, bitches!
The Sims slammed into the floor at a 45-degree angle. Before they could react, they smashed into a wall nearly halfway to the ceiling. Then, they hit the ceiling. Then, another wall. Then, the floor again. The Sims leaned drunkenly against each other as they sat on the cracked concrete, their bodies dented and bent like derelict cars in a junkyard. Their lights still glowed, and a couple of them made a half-hearted attempt to move. A red light Sim gave off a couple of sparks. Alice shook her head and levitated the whole scrap heap a few feet into the air.
Well, what do you say? I can keep you up there for a while, or I can make you kiss the concrete again. Or you can power down and take a nice nap. Up to you.
One by one, the defeated Sims powered down. Alice lowered all four of them gently to the floor. She turned and looked up to where she knew the camera would be staring down at her. Unable to help herself, she gave an exaggerated wink.
Mwah.
Then turned and walked out of the room with her head held high.